to We Bombastic Few Podcast, Season 5, Episode 8. I'm Daniel. Who else we got?
Brent.
Lindsay.
I just noticed we have, like, at least Daniel and I, I'm not sure about Lindsay, but Daniel and I have the exact, or the same cadence when starting an episode. Like, we're different from each other, but you always start with, hello, and I always start with, and welcome, like a rising volume.
I thought you were going to say something about, like, how long it took me to start after hitting record, because I did not realize my name was there next to introduction. I was like, wait, who's going? And I was like, if I'm asking that question, it's probably supposed to be me. I scrolled up, and there was my name.
Happens a lot. I just expected it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happens all the time. That particular situation. What do we have today? Today's segments. Mini Qualgorithm, as always. A hypothetical, because what's a podcast without a hypothetical? And segment C. And as we all know, C is for Family Feud. Now, for the bombastic word of the day, wabbit, which is to be weary or exhausted. And so it would just go, like, in place of those words. Like, I'm feeling very wabbit right now.
Can a rabbit be wabbit?
In reference to what season it is.
Oh, you're right. I was like, what are you talking about, Fred? Oh.
Wow, okay. let's move on. No.
Okay, I still think we're on the different page. You're either talking about Looney Tunes or the fact that I didn't say we're on Season 5, Episode 8. I'm still not sure which. But, so I was house-sitting for the last, like, month, right? I was at my uncle's house. And it was during one of the times when we're, like, prepping for an episode and, like, or I'm trying to record something. I don't remember. It was something where I needed to be, like, no noise. And I start, and then, like, his cat starts meowing at me constantly. And, like, I finally get the cat to calm down. I think he just wanted to be let out onto the patio. So I did that. And then, you know, I sit back down, and then the Roomba starts going off. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I should have known it's about that time of day. And so I'm like, I'll just pause it and restart it later. So I do that. I sit back down. And a little more goes by, and then the phone starts ringing, and I'm like, oh, I don't even know what to do about this. And it's like, maybe, I don't know. It stopped after, like, 10 seconds. It wasn't a big deal. But then I was like, wait, the phone was ringing. My uncle still has a home phone. And I was like, in my mind, it's been a while since I've been in a house with a home phone or that I noticed. And so I was like, in my mind, home phones had just kind of, like, fizzled out, but I guess they're still out there somewhere.
Well, so, clarifying question, is it a landline, or is it through, like, something else?
I don't remember. I am no longer at my uncle's house. It's, like, it's one of those where it, like, sits on a receiver. It's wireless, but it sits on the receiver. It might have just plugged right into the wall. Yeah,
that doesn't help me.
I don't think it, like, plugged into, like, the telephone wall thing, but I don't exactly remember.
Because, like, we have a home phone, but it's not a landline. It goes through the internet, and so, and it's very cheap. It's like I want to say it's like $50 a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a landline is, I haven't looked recently, but they're like $20 or $30 a month at least. But the benefit is you can use it when the power's out.
I just suppose, like, I don't know. It seems like for the most part, like, cell phones have just become so ubiquitous and around that it's pretty much always the most convenient way to reach. The only reason I would have a home phone would be to give that as, like, the number to reach me to, like, doctor's offices and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It is convenient to have a home phone just when, like, you need someone at home and you don't know who's home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, just dear Lord, please let someone answer. I need, like, a package picked up.
Mm-hmm.
But the at my work we have it's through Ethernet, but we have like office phones, and it's so silly. We should totally have them through Teams, because Teams you can have like a actual phone number, mm-hmm. but then you can still use it through your computer. But I think handheld or just phones that are not cell phones are dead and should stay dead.
Yeah,
and
I think there's a few situations that it's relevant, because at my previous position, we were like in the middle of a warehouse pretty much, and you didn't get great cell service.
I think for industrial capacities, A, you could also use a walkie-talkie, but like where it makes within an industrial capacity, I think it definitely makes sense to have a landline phone.
Yeah, you can't use a walkie-talkie to call 911 though.
Or what kind of walkie-talkie do you got? I got a ham radio that I can. Does 911 have a ham radio frequency? Or I'm certain there's some sort of emergency frequency.
I'm sure there you would is, think but
that
are,
me, it, a I mean, class po- poli- general.
There are police radios. I guess in my mind they use the same but, like system as a ham radio, but maybe not.
So there's only so many frequencies, right? Like they do use the same electromagnetic spectrum, but like I don't think you're quote unquote allowed to, like, if you're in an emergency, tune into their frequency. At least I can't imagine. I'm not sure.
No, but on the other hand, if you're in an emergency and somehow you had a way to get on their ham radio frequency, that would be pretty dumb if you got in trouble for that. Hey, I just had my leg run over by a forklift. I needed an ambulance, and then the police show up and arrest you because you illegally hopped onto the police radio.
You broke the law, Daniel. I don't know what you wanted from them.
Dude, and then the people who, like, I don't know, I started to say this, assuming this was a group of people. I don't know if it's true. Are there people who, like just listen to police radio? Like, they found the frequency and they just have it on, like, to listen to police chatter? Maybe it's useful for
knowing
speed traps.
I've seen spy movies. I think it happens.
It's probably useful for noticing speed traps.
My brother did it for a little bit, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Just
so, yeah. So, that would be, like, it'd be like having a soap opera on the radio, but it's real. Someone just tunes into the police frequency?
It's like, in my mind, soap opera has like a semi-linear plot, so like you can't really call it a.
Hey, real life kind of has a linear plot. We just don't know.
Or
yet.
I'm confused on how we got to soap opera. Are we putting on a performance
plot
with the police?
I don't feel like police radio chatter is going to be have an overarching plot from day to day episodes.
No,
find
no,
out that
but
the
someone,
officer has
someone
a thing
calling
for the
in
guy
about
whose leg got run over by a forklift.
Yeah.
A romance develops, but they can only speak over radio. I'd watch that soap opera.
Yeah.
That's okay.
There we go. I would listen to that soap opera.
So
yeah, the radio serial.
Yeah.
Speaking of drama, I had a family friend tell me, or so I jokingly and casually bring up that like I can kind of just tune out / zone out emotions and not focus on them or like be fully aware of them.
Bottling them up.
Casually in front of my family friend who's going for her doctorate. Mm-hmm. In this next semester, start her doctorate program. And she's like, you should get tested for being a sociopath. And I was like, that's quite an intricate insult you just gave me, but I guess it isn't a normal thing that I can do that. But because I don't necessarily ever come up with like repercussions of bottling them up. It's just I can control when I'm going to let them impact me or not.
Next episode, write this down, someone. We're totally going to take a sociopath test because they have those online.
I mean,
we should.
That's great because what you're describing sounds like a fairly normal thing. Is that not something people can do? Because I've definitely
I don't know,
that.
But I looked up like signs and traits of a sociopath, and like emotional detachment's like one of like 15 of them, and none of the other ones really describe me. So I'm not too worried about it. Sure. But I'm very down to take
favorite
a
favorite movie is American Psycho.
Yeah.
It's on my to watch list. Haven't seen it.
Yeah. So, long story short, that's probably the insult with the most depth that I've ever received.
I don't know. Calling someone a sociopath like isn't a unique original. It's just it's very insulting if a doctor it's not even an insult at that point. It's just like a oh dang, this doctoral candidate.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't concerned. Even like it was more casual than being called a sociopath. It's like, oh, you should get tested for it. It's like, like that's actually a concern. It's not just someone like out of passion telling me I'm a sociopath. It's like, oh, like you're saying, like a doctor saying it. Maybe you should check it out.
Yeah.
Concerning. Speaking of words, we were just using them. But so I'm gonna give a quick plug before I go into what I want to talk about. So I like writing stories, right? Fun fact, I think I've mentioned it at least one time on the podcast, but I like writing. And very recently I posted two of my short stories to wattpad.com. If you're interested, you can look up my profile name is Hypothetically Speaking, and you can read the two stories if you're interested, no pressure. But for writing a story, depending on the context of the story, sometimes you need new words generated because you need either character names or you just need, there's some science fiction-y object that you need a name for, and so you want to come up with a new word for it, and that can be kind of hard to do sometimes. And so I was gonna try and code a computer program to make new words for me, and I guarantee you it already exists online, but I wanted to do my own. And so I was like getting down trying to prepare like how I was gonna code it, and I decided it would randomly put in characters, but it would have like, and then so it'd come up with that word with random characters, but to validate that it is a word, it would have to go against a set of rules, and the set of rules is specifically designed the word is pronounceable. And so my question to you is, what set of rules do you think a series of letters has to satisfy in order to be pronounceable?
Isn't like having at least one vowel something of the like a rule of the English language?
So I guess Y is sometimes considered a vowel, or it is considered a vowel, but like WHY.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the in general. Yeah, I think it's possible there might be an exception, but yeah, so have at least one vowel. I'll tell you, I won't influence your decision or thinking just yet.
Wait, something can't be pronounceable without a vowel.
And the way you can disprove that is with an example.
Brr, it's cold.
But is that actually a word? So that was
for
just
an
a sound.
Onomatopoeia. Is an onomatopoeia a word?
I mean, they're made into words, but like, not all of them are.
I don't know. I did lose the point of the conversation a bit in that it's words that are pronounceable, not just something is pronounceable, which I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. But no, words being vowel makes more sense. So I never learned this in school, but like a vowel isn't just like the letters designated as vowels. It's just those are like the vowels just like always make vowel sounds, and then you say sometimes Y because Y is considered a vowel if it's making a vowel sound. That was never an idea given to me that I'm aware of. I don't know if I explained that well.
With I think we're on the same page that Y sometimes makes a vowel sound.
Yeah, well, it's like how dictionaries break down like how to pronounce a word by the sounds, and then like you'll have the vowel sound in there, and if in a given word, whatever letter is designated as the letter for that sound, that is a vowel within that word, and so sometimes Y is a vowel.
Sure.
It's not just because we've arbitrarily called A, E, I, O, and U vowels. which is what I always assumed, because I had never been explained what a vowel actually was.
Because vowels don't exist. Anyway, so the rules I came up with, because I'm not going to say it has to be perfect, but just general rules. And so I was going to say, you can't have more than three consonants in a row, and you can't have more than two vowels in a row. And then I was just arbitrarily, it has to be at least three letters long and cannot be more than 15 letters long. And so I think, like, with those four rules, I felt you could get, like, pretty close to getting almost all the things you have as pronounceable.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking beyond that, you might need to have a set of blacklists of, like, so, like, certain letters that cannot happen in sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could not have, for one thing, maybe you can't have repeating consonants, but with exceptions like C, or you couldn't have like WTW or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's probably, I don't know. I don't want to. Did you make this? Or were you just saying hypothetically if you made something?
Well, so I plan to make it, but I was trying to come up with the set of rules to make a word pronounceable.
Yeah, probably just the upper limit and lower limit of letters. Has to have a vowel, has to have consonants, can't have more than two vowels in sequence most of the time.
Are you repeating what I said, or are you thinking you're coming up with this original?
I wasn't listening when you were saying.
I figured. I thought you were coming up with this.
Intriguing.
All right, I thought it was an interesting question. Let's move on. And so, moving on, we've got the bombastic quote. Before I failed, I was happy. You were young. And then, moving on, we've got the hypothetical. So, here's what happened, right? I got a text today at work. We're recording at 4 p.m. And I normally leave work. I normally get home at like 4:30-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I got to get home fast. And so I committed several traffic violations in an effort to get home. Several people got angry at me, and they've taken me to court. I've already been serviced the notice. And the thing is the judge was like, hey, you can't do this. You're just angry. He committed some traffic violations, but he just cut you off. You can't do anything.
Right.
And they were like, that's dumb. And so since we live in a democracy, they voted. And now everything's changed. There is now such thing as legal rage. And so if you do something that someone gets angry at you and it's justifiable, which we'll go into that in a second, then you can take action against it. And so the hypothetical today is basically just going to be citing what is justifiable rage and what actions can you take against it. And so for the example was, let's say someone cuts you off. Well, now you are legally allowed to rear-end them so long as the differential in your speed, the difference between your speed and their speed, is no greater than 10 miles per hour.
So just a love tap?
Exactly. Just a little love tap. It's actually a rage tap, but you can do that legally.
So something that's actually going to get them in trouble, without getting too gory, I guess. Say they steal your entire life savings. If I go and go through with my now legally allowed rage, does this take place of their due process and being legally punished, or is this like what they get?
Yeah, does it take precedent of things that were already illegal?
So really quick, in regards to Lindsay's, it's an interesting question. Let's say, like, so they stole your life savings. No longer can the legal system, like, get you your life savings back. Instead, you are allowed to, like, kill them or something.
So it's the Wild West is what happens.
Yeah. Basically. No. I feel like it's got to be in... Because I feel like the thing is it only applies to things that were not already illegal. So, like, if there was already a legal precedent, like, oh, they did this illegal act that harmed you, that then there's already something you can do. But, like, I'm thinking of things that, like, currently you could not take any legal action against them.
Okay, so going back...
Such as cutting you off in traffic.
So going back to the cutting someone off in traffic, if there was a cop around, they'd get in trouble for reckless driving, but like they didn't, no justice happened for you technically, so you can do your love tap.
Yeah, basically.
Okay,
that's the idea.
All right, now say someone cut you off and said no cops around, so no reckless driving penalty, so you say, all right, I'm gonna give him my little rage tap, and so you do. And then a cop sees that and then pulls you over. How does this go down?
But all you need to do is explain that it was a rage tap, and he'll be like, oh, sorry about that. You have a good day. And then he'll drive off. Honestly, he probably wouldn't even stop you because he's like, it's most likely a rage tap. He hit him going under a differential speed of 10 miles per hour.
Cops, that's how they use their radar guns now, is just to make sure you're not going more than 10 miles an hour over everyone else.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You're allowed to break the speed limit now, but only by 10 miles per hour in order to hit someone else.
10 miles per hour.
Because they have upset you.
Yeah, no, that works. I thought you were going to take it a direction. Like, you're allowed to, like, speed limits that basically don't exist, but you can only go 10 miles an hour faster relative to everyone else around you. So
just ever-increasing speed.
Yeah, exactly. And then but... I don't want to get into the meat of that.
You're walking down the street, and you have an ice cream cone.
Yep.
Someone comes by, slaps the ice cream cone out of your hand. What legal rage action are you allowed to take, are we saying?
They slap your ice cream to the ground? This is...
Yes. Ice cream cone.
You are now legally allowed to steal...
So it cannot be recovered.
Any ice cream the individual tries to claim in his or her future.
Is there a time period like limit on this? Like, can it only be done for the next like month or something, or is it for the rest of their life?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a standing deal, unless you want to say there's like
let's just say five times. Yeah, you can do it five times.
Dang. So no one's slapping anyone's ice cream anymore.
Yeah, you gotta make it worth
it. Thank you. Woo! That was a huge problem I was having. Anytime I had ice cream cone, it was just getting slapped out of my hand.
Daniel's actually just been getting bullied as a 23-year-old just going down the street.
So yeah, wait. For this situation...
Kids are vicious in the neighborhood.
Say I don't like ice cream. I don't ever intend on buying ice cream for myself ever again. And I decide to slap Brent's favorite ice cream cone out of his hand straight to the ground in front of him and cause him emotional damage. But he'll never be able to get revenge.
I think you've basically gotten away with murder.
I think that's about fair.
Yeah, fair to say. The punishment has to fit the crime, is the thing. And
exactly.
So,
I mean, there are currently people who get away with crimes, right? So it can't be a perfect system.
Yeah.
All right, someone insults you. So, like, you're walking down the street. You had the ice cream cone slapped, and so now you've got ice cream on your shirt. Some guy walks by, and he's like, ha, look at this idiot. He's got ice cream on his shirt.
Some more emotional damage?
Yeah.
But that was to the ground. Why is it on his shirt?
Because splash damage.
It splashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Forgot his poncho. I'd say it's got to be tickling, right? You could tickle them for five straight minutes.
5 straight minutes. Holy cow. Legally, they're not allowed to go away. Like, they're not allowed to attempt to stop you in any way. Like, they have to just let it happen.
Yeah, they will have serious legal trouble if they try and stop you from this.
Yeah, the jail. Straight prison time. If they attempt to stop being tickled in any way.
Wow. So, what about, so like, say soccer. Someone, when one of the refs isn't looking, someone hits me cleats first, and which should be a red card, an ejection from the game, but they didn't see it. What am I allowed to do?
I think they're given a pair of inverted cleats, in that the spikes are on the inside of the shoe.
Like walking on eggshells type of idea?
Yeah. except it's much worse.
Yeah. I don't want to think about that.
So they will never be able to play soccer again.
Does that mean I have to carry around at least one pair of inverted shoes to give to people? Or to bring one around for myself just in case I do it on accident?
I mean, you should probably carry your own.
Feet first, hit someone in the face with your cleats. Just like a scissor kick.
Well, yeah, you carry your own cross type thing. Like, everyone has to carry their own inverted cleats just in case. Because, like, people have different feet sizes, right?
Yeah.
You can't have a universal pair. If it was the wrong size inverted cleats, it might impede their ability to play soccer. Yeah,
no. You
wouldn't
the thing.
Dream of making that happen.
If you commit a penalty in soccer, they just give you the wrong size cleat.
Yeah. That's for, like, a yellow card. Or what should have been a yellow card. You just get a different cleat that is two sizes either too large or too small.
Brutal. Yeah. Does double jeopardy work in this situation? Like, say, go back to...
So you've been convicted, but you were actually innocent, and so you are allowed to...
Yeah. You cannot be like... So say...
Tried.
Yeah. Say you... Say, go back to me slapping ice cream out of your hands, Brent. But it just, like... It looked like I did, but in theory, like, you just got bumped from someone at the same time, and you dropped it, and I was trying to help you, and all this. But that means can I go around doing it to you as long any times I want, because I can't be tried for the same thing from you?
Oh, this is scary. I want to say no for the sake of my ice cream, but I think legally, like, you found the loophole.
Yeah.
All right. That's actually brilliant, right? Because it's like person dependent, but like, let's say someone like does a rage tap on you when you didn't actually cut them off. You now have legal right to cut them off without any repercussions for all your days.
Yes.
This just sounds like normal driving to me. You know, you cut someone off, they rage at you, you cut them off again. This isn't your experience?
I'm a nice guy driving.
You're the one who caused all this. You got taken to court.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, I forgot that it's my fault, but it's okay. What about so we already talked about sports, right? What about when you return a VHS tape that you didn't rewind?
But where are you returning it? Don't they?
Ooh, that's a good point. We probably need a place to be able to take care of this this situation. Probably let's just say Blockbuster came back, and so that way you had a place to return your VHS tape that wasn't rewound.
What? You know, I'm surprised I haven't thought of that. I know that's a big issue coming up in the midterm elections. Returning returning VHS tapes without rewinding them. It's a big issue. And no one suggested Blockbuster yet. So, if you're a politician and you're listening, you're welcome for the free policy.
Free policies. That's all we do here at We Bombastic View is we're doing the politicians' jobs for them. That's our motto.
Except for the bad parts. Anything bad that's happening, that wasn't us. But anything good that's happening,
exactly.
That was.
Mm-hmm. Like inflation, we had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, no, we unrelated. that we actually advised things that would have prevented to not
have inflation. Yeah,
that was our suggestion.
We told them don't have inflation, but they didn't listen to us.
They were like, wait, but what if we had inflation? Wouldn't that be kind of cool? We were like, no, that's a bad idea, but I mean, you know, politicians will do what politicians will do.
Exactly.
What about plagiarism?
Plagiarism is something you actually can't take action for.
No, you just
So similar thing. What about just stealing a joke and saying it louder, right?
No, that is a high crime.
I think death.
I thought you
can kill them.
I thought such an act was encouraged.
That happened to me quite a couple times.
I love doing that to people. I don't remember. It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I think death.
The Key and Peele skit where
yeah.
A Gabriel Iglesias shows up. Fantastic skit.
That's a classic one.
Are there any arguments against?
Against stealing
capital punishment. Oh, death? The death penalty?
Yeah, capital punishment for stealing a joke.
Or
saying it louder.
That I feel like if you had a good lawyer, you could make that argument. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you need a good lawyer to talk them down to life in prison. But yeah. Any other? I feel like there. We should have come, or I should have come prepared with like a list of annoyances. Well, okay, chewing with your mouth open, is that a punishable offense?
No, that should be encouraged. I think everyone should be chewing with their mouth open. Helps provide airflow to the muscles in your mouth.
I'll do one better, Brent. Three-pronged forks.
Also death. No, they have to melt down the three-pronged fork and then have like Wolverine claws like inserted but like into their fingers to like make their fingers three-pronged forks.
This doesn't sound like a punishment.
So it's like, well, no, it's a punishment because you're only allowed to use your fingers for eating now, and they're all three-pronged forks.
But the people who purchased three-pronged forks are okay with three-pronged forks. So this is their punishment.
Yeah, well, so it's just whoever... well, they probably didn't want fork fingers.
All right.
The lesser-known sequel to Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, we should do a competition, the three of us, and we'll tape three-pronged forks to all of our fingers, and we'll see who can type the fastest and most accurate with three-pronged forks for fingers.
I prefer not to touch three-pronged forks, if at all possible.
I would become Wabbit so quickly.
Wow.
It worked.
Barely. Just barely.
What do you mean? I think it was fine. What about showing up late for recording a podcast?
What about forgetting to do an ad read during a podcast? Not that that's something any of us would ever do.
Oh, you want an ad read?
Well, I mean, we would never forget to do it. Did you have one for us?
Sure. Deck of Wilds. Have you ever gone to the casino or even played a game of poker at home with some friends and you can never get deal of the cards you want? Well, with Deck of Wilds, you're always coming out ahead. You never get a bad hand. You always get that royal flush. Brent's favorite thing in the world. I've personally been using Deck of Wilds, and I can nonstop get insert good hand here, and I've won every bet I've made. How has your guys' Deck of Wilds treated you?
I will say it.
Go ahead.
No, you.
All right. You know, it's been great for me and my friends. We always I'm done. Nope.
Yeah, it it's great. I always get the hands I want, and they always get the hands they want, and it's really just sped up the gameplay.
Mm-hmm. It really changes the entire strategy of gameplay, really, because it's just whoever can think of a better hand. It's no longer come down to that stupid chance. Chance makes things so boring and just utterly unplayable, honestly. Mm-hmm. So
use really code like WeWildFew to get a wild amount of savings on your deck of wilds today.
As a side note, with deck if of we wilds, ever start a band...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you weren't done. But if we start a band, that's the name of it. We Wild View.
With Deck of Wilds, everyone's a winner. Now we have Family Feud. Insert
where there's Steve, only one winner.
Steve Harvey quote here. And we're going to do... not Steve Harvey differently. We're going to do Family Feud differently, where we're going to alternate...
We're
going to
do Steve Harvey differently.
We're going to do... alternating guesses, like the beginning of the round, I guess, when they try to decide who's playing. We can go back and forth and see who gets the most right, or points, I guess. We're going to do points. And the first person to go, since there will probably be a delay on the audio for me, Daniel, call heads or tails?
Tails. Tails never fails.
It is heads. Brent Whoa. Will go first.
Heads always gets the...
gets ahead.
Legs.
I literally on. Just said tails never fails. So I don't understand how it rolled heads. But okay. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Brent, name a house you never want to be in.
A house. I'm trying to think of different horror houses. The what's the Winchester house?
Service says not there. Daniel,
a haunted house.
Daniel gets 27 points.
Let's go.
That's dumb.
get wrecked.
Slaughterhouse.
What do you say?
Slaughterhouse.
That's a great guess, but that is not on here. Service says nothing. Daniel.
Wait, what kind of would I want to be in? Is that the question?
You never want to be in. By the way, haunted house is the number one answer.
Ah.
This is dumb.
Whatever.
Who doesn't want to be in a haunted house? You literally have to pay to be there. Obviously, people want to be there. Okay. Idiots.
Yeah. Clearly. I don't know. Greenhouse.
That does not on there. All right. Brent, you have one more chance before you get three X's. Name a house you never want to be in.
All right, this isn't my official guess, but I'm thinking Monster House, maybe, because, like, the movie, but I don't, like, that's not really how this works. And so, the Poor House.
The Poor House.
I'm going to wait till you say final answer.
That's I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
But hurry up, you don't have, you're like, 5 seconds.
The Dumb House,
Just say monster house.
What do you say, Brent?
I want poor house. Final answer.
That is not there. Daniel, you win this round with 27 points.
Let's go.
The other answers were jail / big house, the dog house, the drug house, the small house, glass house, cast house, cat house, and outhouse.
Cat house.
Outhouse. Dang.
Okay, round two. Loser will go first again. Name something associated with vampires.
So is it me?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So I want the number one thing. What's the number one thing people would say goes with vampires?
We're gonna do this topic until all the answers are said or someone gets three X's. So yes, you still want the top one, but
no.
Blood.
Blood is the number two answer with 29 points.
All right,
Daniel.
Bats.
That is 7 points. The tied for fourth place answer.
Oh yeah.
Back to you, Brent.
We're gonna go with coffin.
That is not there.
Are really? You kidding me?
That's wild.
Who is answering?
All right, garlic.
Because they sleep in coffins.
Garlic.
Garlic is 9 points.
Wooden stake.
It's not there.
Are you serious?
The pointy teeth.
What?
The pointy teeth?
I suppose.
His final answer is pointy teeth. And so pointy teeth ain't on there.
Close, you get it.
I suppose fangs.
Yeah.
Oh, fangs. No, that don't give him that.
No, Brent, okay. Family Free is so much generous. So,
yeah.
Back to you, Brent. You have one more chance. You have one more X to spare.
This is literally. I don't trust that anyone's ever read a book. Dracula.
5 points to Brent.
All right,
back
wait.
To you, Daniel.
He has how many points? The number one answer is still on the board.
Correct.
Number one answer.
Okay, and we've said... what answers have been said?
We have said blood.
Okay.
Garlic.
Okay.
Bat, fangs, and Dracula.
Okay. And how many are left on the board?
There is the last place, the one tied for fourth, and number one.
Dang.
So, ideas associated with vampires.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to say something about, like, being allergic to sunlight.
Oh,
but
I know.
I don't know if I should say nighttime, allergic to sun, or sunlight.
Okay. You've spent more time than Brent did on his delayed one.
I definitely have not taken that much time.
I am the judge here.
We're counting the time you took to clarify what's been said.
Okay,
you should just know.
That is actually fair. But I wouldn't have taken that much time if I could see the board. Allergic to sun.
That is your first X this round, Daniel. All
right, Twilight.
Number one answer, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go. I was like, what could possibly be the number one answer if not
some of
bats
these
or
are like proper nouns and other ones are like kind of general. Okay, there are two remaining. Okay. Daniel's back to you. You have one X. Well, Brent has two X's.
Well, what's even the point? I can't win now.
I mean, it's grand total.
Points. Okay.
Across
sure.
all questions. I assume.
Yes.
So nothing for sunlight. Nighttime.
That's your second X, Daniel?
Sure.
Okay.
Tied for fourth and last, or least a number of.
Yeah. So I don't, like, if I don't get it here, like,
the round's
I'm figuring
over.
It's going to end here. Yeah, so... I'm going to say my thoughts because in the original book Dracula, right? Like Dracula can shrink. He's got the brides, but like I don't think people would think of that. He's allergic. He can't cross running water. He can't enter a house without being invited. But like I can't think of a concise way to do any of those. And so So if I wanted to guess Edward, like the guy from Twilight, Edward something, do I have to have his last name for you to accept that guess?
No.
Okay, so Edward, whatever his name is.
I do not know what the last name is, and that is your final X. Because
it's not on there.
Yeah. Right.
Big sad.
The other ones were Cape and Halloween.
Get out of here. Who are they surveying? I got a bone to pick with them.
I was thinking of saying Kate, but then you said talked about Dracula's bride, so I was going to change my next guess to brides.
Okay, next one. We will go I think Brent came out on top with points from the last round, so Daniel will go first on this one. Name something in a person's closet that only comes out on a special occasion. Remember PG
rated.
Is this rated.
Family friendly? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
A suit.
What'd you say?
Suit. Or tuxedo. Tuxedo.
Yep. Suit / tuxedo is the number one answer for 35 points.
Biscuit.
Brent.
Dress.
Dress is the second top answer.
A tie.
That is not on there. There are three other things on the board.
Yep.
Only three. Okay. Tie was gonna be my next guess. I'm gonna guess hat.
Nope, not there.
Sad.
One X each.
Keep it coming. Something that only comes out on special occasions. Let's go with, I'm trying to think of things in my closet. I don't know. Coats come out in the winter. Coats.
Nope, that is your second.
I would consider winter a special occasion.
It's a special occasion. It only happens Prince. Once a year.
Fair enough. Oh man, what do I have in my closet that's special? Superman jackets. But I don't think the general public answered Superman jackets. Dress shoes.
That is the number four answer.
Ah, okay.
For 6 points. The third and fifth / final answers are still there. Daniel, this is your last guess.
Okay.
If you fail.
Dress shoes, it just said dress shoes. It wasn't like dress shoes / heels.
Dress shoes was the one thing.
Okay. Heels. High heels.
That is X for Daniel.
All right.
You did win that round, though, Daniel.
Big sad.
So we're going to go with... when you enter a... Or so, Brett, you're going to be guessing first. When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet bowl?
Brown.
Brown is the number one answer for 61 points. Daniel?
What color do you hope not to see in the toilet bowl?
Correct.
Yellow.
That is the number two answer. There are four other answers.
Red.
10 points to you.
Green.
Yep, that's 1 through 4. Keep them coming.
How many more are there?
There's two more. These are
a
little more far-fetched.
I'm gonna need to get a color palette out.
Yeah.
Pretty soon. A very, like, pearly white. I don't know.
No, I'm not gonna give that to you. That's an X.
What other colors would...
Honestly...
Blue.
No.
Because you would want, because I thought of blue, but like in theory, blue is like cleaning agent.
Yeah,
so you
but,
would want
yeah,
to see.
Yeah, just like, what colors have I seen in a toilet before? Blue. Yeah.
Okay, you said you wouldn't give it to me with pearly white, and so it makes me think that it's close. Gray.
X for, that's two X's for Brent.
Black
is the fifth answer.
Dang,
2 points.
I just thought of black too, but like I
one more Brent. The round ends here either way.
I'm about to say turquoise. That's not my final answer, but who knows. I'm looking at all the colors in my room, I'm trying to find one that orange.
Nope, that is your third X. The answer was pink, which is strange. But we'll do one more.
I'm guessing would Brett you like... won because of brown.
Yes.
Wait, no, he didn't because he got three strikes. Oh. Mm.
No, I've been doing them by points, so.
Dang it.
You'll be going first. Name something you keep in your car just in case.
A umbrella.
That's good.
That is not on there.
I keep an umbrella in my car. That's ridiculous. Car insurance.
Not on there.
Are you kidding me?
A spare tire.
That is the number four answer for 15
Are
points.
You lit? What? Ugh.
Oh my gosh, not everyone lives just like you, Brent.
But like, they didn't put a spare tire in their car. It came with it.
It's what do you keep in your car, just in case.
But they're not doing it voluntarily. They just didn't take it out.
Oh my gosh.
They're keeping it there.
What do people... napkins?
That's your second X.
Napkins was a good answer. I
agree.
Car insurance was a good answer. I think I hate Family Feud.
We're about to do another one if this is about to end.
What are you keeping your car just in case? I'm trying to think of like what tool you might want. A wrench?
That's your second X.
Gotta replace the lug nuts, you know?
All right. I can do this. I think if I were an average, ordinary, boring person like everyone taking these surveys are, I would keep a pen in my car just in case.
No.
All right, okay. Hold on.
Of course I wouldn't, because I'm illiterate, because I'm taking this survey. I don't know anything.
All right.
Boy, the round's over.
All right. Is change on the list?
Yes, money / coins is the number one answer with 19.
That was the number one. I would expect that to be near the bottom. Okay,
we got money / coins, food / water, first aid kit, spare tire, a map, jumper cables, spare clothes / shoes, gas can, or a flare.
Gas can.
Okay.
Who the heck is keeping a flare?
Almost said
in
gas
their car?
Can, but
get
I was
before
like,
car insurance.
No.
Who's like, oh, I can only fit one more thing in my car. I'm gonna put this flare in instead of my car insurance.
You're like supposed to carry your car insurance with you. That's not something just. In case.
You're supposed to carry the freaking spare tire.
It's not illegal to not have a spare tire.
It should be. I'm getting that passed next time I come into traffic violation.
All right, we're doing one more.
Doesn't keep napkins in their car.
Name something you do if the person sitting next to you on an airplane had BO. I think.
Jump out the plane.
Brent, this is you.
My official answer.
What do you say?
Go to the bathroom.
That is the last answer for 3 points.
Sad.
Switch seats.
Change seats is the number one answer for 39 points.
That's dumb. Go to sleep.
Sleep is the second to last answer for 3 points.
I'm just working my way up. How are you gonna change seats? Like, who's gonna change seats with you?
You can just ask to change seats, and then they'll ask other people. I've had to change, or not had to change seats, but someone was like, "Hey, this person wants to change seats. You might switch it with them." I was like, "Sure," and I switched seats with them.
Never done that, or had that happen to me.
I don't know. Like, what are your options on a plane?
Jump.
Listen to music. Not that it'll help, but I'm taking too much time here.
That is not on there.
Yeah.
That's surprising. Who the heck would have thought that they didn't put listen to music? Crazy. I thought they didn't know their senses.
No, it's like how you turn your music down to like focus on driving better. So you turn your music up to focus less on your smell. The logic's there.
Plug your nose.
Cover nose is the number two answer for 24 points.
I thought... I was like, plug your nose. I was like, no one plugs their nose. People plug their nose. That's fascinating. Okay.
Cover it's cover nose slash mask. I'll tell you that.
Okay. How many are left?
We have the number 3, 4, 5, and 6 out of
people,
8 total.
People be crazy thinking of so many options on a plane.
They're all like... single digit answers too.
What do you mean single digit?
So the,
as in the amount of people that
said this answer.
I thought you meant like the answer itself was single digit. Brent, I was like, you're telling me we're guessing numbers here?
Just watch Family Feud. Just watch it once. It'll all make sense.
He's seen it.
I'd be surprised if he hasn't, but maybe.
Daniel, your turn.
Yeah. Order food.
That is That's your second idea. X.
Okay.
I'm trying to like would you tell them, would anyone like write in tell them, but like that's not doing anything to solve it, it's just making them feel bad. I think there are a couple mean people. more mean people that than there are people who would just go to the bathroom, so tell the person.
That is the number 6 answer. Yes.
Just covering the board here.
Number 3, 4, and 5 remaining. All the same value.
Offer them deodorant?
I mean, you're traveling, right? There's a decent chance you have it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to give it to you. It's spray perfume.
Okay.
For 6 points. That's a
I mean, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was close enough.
There's two more. Tied with spray perfume.
You're just as likely to spray perfume as you are to remove your nose. I want to say just like turn away.
That is the number 3 answer for 6 points.
Well, there you go. All right. Turn around. Every now and then I get a
one remaining.
Tired of listening to listen. Turn around.
Breathe through your mouth.
That's your smart. Third and final X.
oh my god! Honestly, well, like Daniel's on it. He can be on the survey team.
You can kind of argue it, I guess. It's endure it / enjoy it.
What do you do if something smells bad? You learn to like.
I guess do nothing should have been an answer that occurred to me.
Yeah. Okay, time to calculate the points. Entertain the people for me, will you?
So, and then I said, "What do you think I am? A radio?"
And then I said, laundry machine operator. I hardly know her.
Right.
Intriguing.
Do you have it, or are we still killing time?
Because
I've got a bit. All right.
Okay. So the first place of the Wee Bombastic first, not even close to annually. Hopefully, round goes to Brent.
No,
with 209 points, and Daniel had 165 points.
Oh my goodness, it was a landslide,
dude. The brown water was a landslide.
Yeah, the brown won you the game.
I don't know. I think it was pure skill.
Catch me in a real Family Feud round.
I won't be caught dead at such an establishment. Are you kidding me?
Dude,
with these garbage answers.
We should do like. We need to find a different podcast of like three people, three or four people. We'll play against them, and then we need like a neutral host, who's actually secretly biased towards us.
Yeah, that we've paid off.
Yes, with
brilliant.
All of our money that we've definitely made.
Yeah, we'll give you 1 cent for every dollar we make. Wink. That means they're getting negative $3.
Interesting.
The production cost of this podcast, it takes a lot more money to podcast than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an investment.
I'm charging my hourly rate of my job to the podcast. I hope. Have you guys not been doing the same? The money you see is after I've already taken my cut.
Yeah, money I put into the podcast. I just call that a charity write-off. Are you guys not doing that?
Yeah.
I'm owed a lot of money. Well, that is the conclusion to yet another chapter in the Wee Bombastic Few history book. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and follow, because we actually did have a Twitter, even though we doubted it like last episode or the episode before. And one of us may or may not have tweeted out. So be sure to check that out and tweet us back or whatever you do on the Twitter. You guys have anything left to say?
Man, am I wabbit from this discussion. But usual stuff. Will Smith, come to the podcast. Mom, thanks for listening. Shout out to you. And also, like I said earlier, if you're interested, hypothetically speaking, on Wattpad.com, you can read my stuff. And if you do, leave a comment. I'd greatly appreciate any feedback. So, or say it's terrible, and I should stick with engineering because I don't know what a word is, and I would accept that too.
Okay. That's my final thought. I'm just saying okay to what Brent said.
Intriguing. Well, with that, have a bombastic week, and we'll see you next time.